This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we identified the focus of Isaiah 50 as God's answer to those who feel abandoned by Him. When we amplified this focus, the first point we made was in the form of a question. If you feel abandoned by God, guess who moved away? If you feel like a child of divorce or like one at the mercy of creditors, God says it's because you moved away from God. God took the initiative toward reconciliation with Israel. Listen to God's gracious invitation in verse 2. When I came, why was there no one? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Was my arm too short to ransom you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? God came and called, but saw no response or interest. The lack of interest couldn't be blamed on God's inability to help. God is able to do whatever is necessary to be reconciled with you, but He doesn't force it. He never delights in seeing anyone feel abandoned. But if you move away from Him by choosing sin and transgression, He will allow you to feel abandoned. Don't blame Him. His grief over this is described as making sackcloth to cover a darkened sky. If you feel abandoned by God, guess who moved away? You did. He's waiting for you to repent and draw near to Him. If you do, there is nothing He won't do to ransom and rescue you. Remember, He dried up the sea by a mere rebuke so that the Israelites could be delivered from the advancing Egyptian army. He caused the Jordan River to dry up so they could enter the Promised Land. He'll do what's necessary to help you in your time of need as well.